Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. This episode features Christian Hernandez, a.k.a. El Guapo, from Garfield, New Jersey. His expert categories are The Simpsons, New Jersey, food, and Roman and Greek mythology. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started.
Well, Guapo, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining me to kick off season three. I wanted it to be somebody well-known and well-liked in the community, and you are certainly both of those things. So
I guess everybody else is busy.
Yeah, there were like three calls, but you know, it's fine. hey, glad you're here. I got the privilege to meet you at SporkleCon after having heard about you for so long. You are as much fun in person as your reputation had preceded you, and I hope you enjoy this game. So where do you want to begin your lockdown game?
All right, I guess we can start with Simpsons 1 through 10 unlocked.
All right, we're going to get into the Simpsons. The unlocked question is this. The script just said annoyed grunt when Dan Castellaneta invented what sound that became virtually synonymous with his character?
Dope!
Yes, that is correct. I guess it never occurred to me that that wouldn't have just been written in the script. I love that he just made it up. One key in your pocket now, Guapo, where to?
Let's go with the one key question for The Simpsons.
All right, your one key question in The Simpsons category is this. The first celebrity to appear as themselves on The Simpsons was what singer who recorded an album with Lady Gaga in 2021?
I think this is Tony Bennett.
It is Tony Bennett. This is a great moment to appreciate past lessons on lockdown in that when I initially researched getting a place to start with AI, it said that the first celebrity to appear as themselves was Don Mattingly. And then I was like, that seems like a weird first one. And it just didn't make sense. And sure enough, Tony Bennett was in season two. Don Mattingly was in season three. So he was not the first.
He wouldn't have been the first in that episode either because there was just a bunch of baseball players. So
fair enough. I guess where do you draw the line on celebrity? I guess I should have asked about which Toronto Blue Jays World Series losing manager. But anyway. All right. Fine. Two keys. Where to?
Let's go with the two key question then.
All right. The next one is this. In season seven, Principal Skinner tries to pass off grilled hamburgers as what other food, having became a meme on the internet decades later?
Steamed hams.
Steamed hams is correct. Steamed hams, and yet three keys in your pocket.
All right. Let's go with the three key question then.
Your three key question is this. Homer at the bat, speaking of that episode, was the first episode in its time slot to outperform what other TV show, marking a clear turning point for the show?
Well, this is hard then. The Simpsons aired at 8 p.m. on Fox for most of its run on Sundays. Let's go with 60 Minutes. I don't know.
Good guess. This will be the first time, hopefully the only time, I have to take your keys. That time slot was dominated by The Cosby Show.
Okay.
And that was the first time The Simpsons beat The Cosby Show out in that time slot. So no keys, unfortunately, at this point, but plenty of places to play. Where would you like to jump to next?
All right, let's start New Jersey then.
New Jersey, all right. Your unlocked question is this. Four professional sports teams, and for clarification, I'm talking Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and MLS play their home games in New Jersey. Name three of those teams.
Well, the New York Giants, unfortunately the New York Jets, the New Jersey Devils, and that's three.
Yeah, that is three. That is correct. The fourth team that calls New Jersey home is in the MLS, and that's the Red Bulls. So four teams call New Jersey home, and you have a key again. Where to next?
Let's go with the one key question for New Jersey.
All right, next up in Jersey is this. Built in 1764, What lighthouse in New Jersey, whose name has unfortunately received a much more negative connotation since, is the longest operating lighthouse in the United States?
Okay. Huh. Negative connotation.
At this point, Guapo guessed the Seeger Lighthouse, and for some reason that did not make the final cut. So Seeger Lighthouse was Guapo's guess.
It is not Seeger. The lighthouse that's the longest running one in the entire country is the Sandy Hook Lighthouse in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm familiar with the beach. I didn't know there was a lighthouse there, though. It's also the location of the only nude beach in New Jersey. Want.
Oh, well, put that on the travel itinerary then. All right. Yeah, unfortunately, a miss there, but still plenty of room to play. Where to now?
All right, let's go with chopped foods.
Here's a category. Guapo asked for food. I had a little bit of fun and liberties with this. These are all weird foods that have appeared as mystery ingredients on the show Chopped. Not things you haven't heard of, just things that probably aren't on your grocery list this week. Your unlocked question is this. Calf fries and cowboy caviar are just a couple of the nicknames for what food from a tender area of the bowl that, despite its name, has nothing to do with seafood?
These are Rocky Mountain oysters.
That is correct. Rocky Mountain oysters. I encourage anyone to look up how those are usually prepared, and every step feels more painful for you. especially the like sliced part. Yeah. One key, Guapo. Where to now?
Let's go with chopped foods. One key, then.
All right. Let's see what's up next. Through a process called the Maillard reaction, low heat, high humidity, and weeks of time allow raw garlic to age and become what color instead?
Black.
It is black. Yes, black garlic. As it sits there and sits there, bit of a delicacy.
Okay.
And two keys. And now, would you prefer to stay in this food category and or go to New Jersey or do something more chaotic?
I'm going to stay. I'm trying to build up keys to do something. It hasn't worked out so far.
All right. The two key question in chopped basket food is this. Large spiky husks, a yellow and creamy custard-like flesh, and a terrible skunk-like smell are all traits of what fruit native to Borneo and Sumatra that is frequently used in Thai cooking?
This would be durian. I just tried this past year.
Did you really?
Tastes like rotten onion. It's not good.
Okay, see, I've always been told that it smells worse than it tastes and that it actually tastes good.
I mean, at least the one I had was not that good.
Fair enough. Well, I know you can do about a million things with it.
It's an interesting taste, but I don't know that I'd have it again.
No, fair enough. Well, three keys by way of durian. Where to now?
Let's stick with this category.
All right. Your next question is this. The largest burrowing clam in the world is what phallic-looking clam whose name pronunciation could be misunderstood to be a soft and sticky waterfowl?
This is the very, very pornographic-looking gooey duck.
The gooey duck is correct. I distinctly remember that episode of Chopped. Every chef was like, you've got to be kidding. It was the one ingredient they were like, well, they'll never do that. Gooey duck is correct. And you have another opportunity to sweep a category here. Would you like to try to finish it?
I'm going to try the 4-key Simpsons question instead.
Back to the Simpsons. I love it. Run it back. Your hypothetically hardest Simpsons question is this. What teddy bear of Mr. Burns appears in many historical contexts in a season 5 episode, such as Nazi Germany and the Titanic?
That would be Bobo.
Bobo is correct, and you get your redemption in Simpsons, and you have as many keys as you need to do anything you want. What will you do with them?
Let's go back to the chopped foods. Why not?
Looking to sweep the category, your hypothetically hardest food question is this. What traditional Japanese breakfast dish of fermented soybeans with a strong smell and gooey texture is rich in many nutrients and is said to have been eaten in Japan for over 1,000 years.
Part of this. Is this tempeh?
It is not tempeh. This is natto.
Natto, okay.
Natto is that stringy, gooey, smelly soybean dish that you definitely have to have a taste for. So, natto gives you nada, and you have your keys taken away again. We do have plenty of angles in, and we only need two keys to get back to New Jersey for those keeping track at home. Where would you like to go next?
All right, let's go with Greek and Roman.
All right, Greek and Roman mythology. Here is your unlocked question. To impress Demeter, Poseidon tried to design the most beautiful animal ever and accidentally invented the non-sea version of what animal known for war and pleasure?
And
I put non-sea version in quotes to be very clear that there's
it's a horse, I think.
Yeah, it is the horse. According to Greek mythology, Poseidon invented horses. So
the pleasure part of it brought to mind Catherine the Great, but I'll leave that alone.
Well, you know, I'd be remiss as a former horse rider if I just said they were war animals.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. One key again. You're going to keep going in this category?
Sure.
Okay. Rhadamanthus, Minos, and Aeacus are the nephews of what Greek god that is more commonly associated with the realm those three do their duties in?
I'm going to guess that's Hades.
It is Hades, because all three of those are the sons of Zeus, and they are the judges in the underworld. Despite the Disney interpretation of what he does, he has nothing to do with the judging portion. So, two keys now. Would you prefer to use them in Greek and Roman mythology or in New Jersey?
Let's stick with Greek and Roman mythology.
All right. Your next question is this. Aphrodite was married to Hephaestus but had affairs with Ares. Or as Romans would tell you, Venus was married to Vulcan while she had affairs with whom?
Mars.
Mars is correct, yes. That was not really a clever question. I just really was satisfied in how it was written. So, you know, there's that. I almost asked you for Vulcan instead. Would you have immediately put that Hephaestus and Vulcan were the same?
Yes.
Okay. I just kind of wanted to ask about Vulcan because I'm a Star Trek fan, but I didn't think it warranted being the two key question. All right.
That would have been fun.
Three keys, all courtesy of Greek and Roman mythology. Where to now?
Let's stick with Greek and Roman mythology.
All right. The next question is this. According to myth, Athena was born fully grown and with a full set of armor, springing forward from Zeus's forehead after he swallowed what pregnant mother of hers?
Is this Rhea?
It is not. The correct answer, Athena's mother is Metis.
Oh, okay. No, I've never heard of it.
Metis is who Zeus swallowed. It's a big gulp. And now we play the bonus key game. We have all five bonus keys ahead of us still. We only need to get two of them correct to get back to New Jersey. And if we get all of them, then you could run back to the hardest questions in your category. So which one would you like to take on first, Guapo?
Let's try before and after first.
All right, we're going to try before and after first. Here's your clue. The recent book written by Kamala Harris about her run for the presidency, plus a show that has run for 61 seasons that takes place in the Midwestern town of Salem.
61 seasons.
And that's not like Chopped seasons. It's like 61 years.
I have literally less than any idea of what this might be.
Do you know Kamala's new book's name?
No. That's not, like, no, but that's an intriguing question about the TV show, because I have no idea what this could possibly be. All right, no, I have no idea.
This is 107 Days of Our Lives.
Oh, I didn't even consider the soap opera. Yeah, all right, makes sense.
Yeah, 61 years is a long-ass time for a TV show.
Sure.
107 Days is the book and Days of Our Lives. That is a miss on the before and after, but plenty of options ahead of us. Where to now?
All right, let's go with What in the World, then.
What in the World, our first of Season 3. I'm just basically asking for a thing, something in this year's, or this season's, rather, in the world bonus question. Here it is. What pungent, herb-based, uncooked sauce and condiment that originated in Argentina and Uruguay was recently added to the menu at Chipotle?
That's chimichurri.
Chimichurri is correct. Back in our correct answering ways, and you have one of the bonus keys you need to get back into your expert categories. Where would you like to go now?
All right, let's try Stormy Trivia.
Here's something I think you should know, Guapo, if you don't already. The Year Without a Santa Claus is the 1974 stop-motion movie that first featured what two closely related but diametrically opposed characters?
That would be the Heat Meister and the Cold Meister?
Yeah, I'll take that. It is Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Okay.
Yeah, Snow Miser and Heat Miser first appeared in The Year Without a Santa Claus. And you have two bonus keys now. So, will you go back to your expert category or try your other two bonus keys first for some context?
Let's try New Jersey for two keys.
All right. The two key New Jersey question is this. What Civil War commanding officer who defeated Lee at the Battle of Gettysburg designed the Old Barney Lighthouse in New Jersey and the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty?
Is this Pickett?
Good guess, but it is not Pickett, unfortunately. The designer of those two structures and the winner of the Battle of Gettysburg was Meade.
Okay. No.
Major General George Meade is who did those things. Unfortunately,
I'm not yet old enough to enter into my Civil War phase. But I guess we'll have to get into it.
All right. that does mathematically eliminate us getting to our three and four key questions. No fear. You'll get to hear what those are when the game is done. But we do have two bonus keys that we are going to have to get to determine our final score. Which one would you like to do first?
Let's go with National Blank Day.
All right. Here's your question. You don't get to know what we're celebrating yet, Guapo, but you will when we're done. Here's your question. There are four variants of clam chowder named after locations in the United States. Name three of them.
You have New England, which is the white one, Manhattan, which is the red one, Long Island, which is a unholy mixture of both of them, and I don't know the fourth one, but yeah, those are the three.
Those are correct. Rhode Island clam chowder is the fourth one named after an American location, and you have made your feelings about Long Island clam chowder heard. Are you a clam chowder guy? Do you have an opinion on whether the Manhattan or New England is better?
I like the New England one better. I tend not to like anything that comes from Long Island in general, but
the subject of our last question today does not come from Long Island, spoiler alert, so you must like them a little bit. In a musical mystery, I want to welcome everybody to season three and thank you guys for listening and thank Guapo for being the first test pilot here. This has nothing to do with Guapo's music taste, nor will it have to do with any of the season three guest tastes. Instead, it's going to be a general knowledge music question. And as you play along as the listener, try to figure out as quick as you can what every correct answer to these episodes has in common. It's the musical mystery. Your last question of the game, Guapo, is this. Adam, Jesse, Mickey, and Ryan were the founding members of what band when they were in high school in 1994, who first toured in 2003 and had a Las Vegas residency from 2023 to 2025?
I have no idea who these people are, so I'm going to go with Sum 41.
It is not Sum 41. Adam Levine is the front man of Maroon 5. So our first component of the musical mystery is Maroon 5. And you can all start thinking what that might entail. Guapo, you finished today with 15 points, right? 5, 10, 15. Yeah, 15 points. A passing score in lockdown. So... I'm grateful that you came on the show. Thanks for kicking off season three. What's up?
It's
February 23rd. Oh, I guess I should have told you the National Blank Day. If it wasn't apparent, February 23rd, we're celebrating National Clam Chowder Day.
Okay.
I figured it was something you were at least a little bit warm to living up in the Northeast. So
yeah, I went to school in Boston too, so well familiar with all the clam chowder locations.
You remember this is February 23rd in terms of asking this question, but Guava, do you have anything coming up? Anything you want to shout out or highlight going on in life?
All right, so this is coming out February 23rd. Not really. Let's just support the podcast on the PTE Network. Go to patreon.com/PTEBB and check them out.
Can confirm. You are not the first, nor will you be the last PTE friend and fan that's on lockdown. We have a great time. I specifically want to shout out my good time on Skillet Brew and Frenemy. Matter of fact, I don't know when it's going to air. I do know it recorded in December, but I actually host an episode of Frenemy. That's going to be fun, featuring basically my Tuesday night team with Russ online. We got the cunning stunts together for a lockdown trivia Frenemy takeover. It's going to be a blast. So can confirm.
Sounds like
Joe,
fun.
Check out the PTE Network. Everything over there is great. And Guapo, I'm glad you were here. I'm glad I got to meet you at SporkleCon. I look forward to seeing you again in November in Schaumburg. And
I'll be there.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time, friend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again, Guapo, for coming on. You are as fun to hang out with in person as you are online. He was a joy at SporkleCon. He is one of those people that knows his stuff or he doesn't. And in the meantime, be careful, because if he learns it, you're cooked if he's playing against you in trivia. That's why that was such a quick episode, because he did know things, or he just said, you know what, I'm not going to get it, or I am. This is my gut. And he went for it. And you got to respect that. So it was a concise recording, but a fun one nonetheless. I do want to mention a learning moment from this episode was the giving credit for the Snow Miser, Heat Miser question. If he answered that in a way that you didn't feel was correct, in my judgment in the moment, I said that the spirit of the question was answered. I don't know what that means, really. I think it's consistently something that I think about, that did they pretty much get what I was going for? Was the wording of the question the problem? Was the right, like, the answer the problem? In that moment, realistically, I think Guapo probably missed that question, but I gave it to him. And when it comes to the tournament that's upcoming, it will be a lot more stringent. So do not get used to the answer that was given being acceptable for Snow Miser or Heat Miser moving forward, especially when it comes to the tournament. It will have to be exact, because that's the one that would be fair to everybody else. So that being said, it was a blast, and I can't wait for the rest of season 3 to continue. And good luck on the musical mystery. Our bonus question today comes from the New Jersey category, and it is this. Thomas Edison invented the photograph and developed a commercially practical light bulb at a lab in what New Jersey city? While you're thinking of that, I do want to thank Guapo one more time for coming on to be our opening episode of Season 3 and invite you to sign up for your own episode. You can do so with the link in the description, and if you do so right now, you'll join the next wave of lockdown starting in Season 5. Great new things are going to be happening. You don't even know what you're signing up for yet, but it's going to be a blast. And while you're at it, click the link in the description of each episode if you want to contribute to my Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. They're all available. Always appreciated, never expected. It does make the day go by a little bit better when you have the money to have a really nice coffee. So I would appreciate any contribution you guys want to make. And if you enjoy the show, that is a great way to show it. Our answer to our bonus question today is Menlo Park. New episodes of Lockdown Trivia every Wednesday morning. Tune back in and we'll see if we can unlock your brain one key at a time.
All right. Oh, fuck me. I meant to have my phonetic guide for this one. Give me a second. dope names. I just need to say it.